I can tell it's recording because the numbers go up.
Sweet.
The time numbers get longer as time proceeds in a linear fashion.
It's good.
Welcome back to Super Rankings, where you can come for Superman.
But stay because we like you.
We do. Stay because, you know, are you on vacation right now? If you're not, you should be. Vacations
right.
Are great. I just got back from mine. Kenny's going on his next week.
That's right.
Yeah.
Where did you went to Texas.
I went to Texas, saw my lovely girlfriend. We went to the Texas State Fair, which is where we met.
Okay.
Which was not, I did not have that plan at all. That was just the week that made sense for me to take off work. And then we got there, or I got there, and somebody, one of her roommates, mentions, oh yeah, Texas State Fair. Like, oh shit, we should go. I mean, that was my plan all along, darling. I'm a genius.
Nice.
But yeah, that was great. We ate some fried food and we saw horse dancing.
What's that?
That's what everybody says. And I think there's when rich white people do it, it's called dressage. But this was not rich white people. This was Hispanic cowboys doing it in, I guess, the traditional style of Spain. So there's probably a technical term for it, but it is exactly what it sounds like. It is horses doing dances.
Is the rider on top of the horse?
Yes. Sometimes.
And it just like...
They just do little... You know what it reminded me of? It was like watching a horse do the Ministry of Funny Walks. You know, the
oh,
Monty Python
yeah,
sketch?
Yeah, with the crazy footwork.
Yeah,
okay.
It was just... But I mean, it was a fun show, and you could... I guess this was a family, a father, his son, and his wife, like, little family team. They own a ranch, and... train horses, beautiful horses, if you know anything about such things, which Lord knows I don't.
I don't either.
But they brought out a miniature horse. Like, trust me, I was humming Bye Bye Little Sebastian the whole time.
Yes.
Missed you in the satisfaction.
Spread your wings and fly. I'm sure you'll find the sound bite
for that. Oh, of course I will. So yeah, and then we went up to Pine Top. Rented a big Airbnb with a bunch of old college friends, and everybody got stoned out of their gourds, and we played frisbee golf, and and cornhole and ladder ball, and you know, all those lawn games. We had a fire pit in the backyard. We cooked delicious food.
Nice.
Yeah, and oh, we played ping pong. Oh, the ping pong we played.
Sipping Perrier, playing ping pong.
I love ping pong, and I have not been able to play it on the reg since college.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I was undefeated. Yes, myself and John Ziegler, we played doubles, and we took on all challengers.
I was never good at ping pong, but I do recall you being good at it, so, well, good.
Yeah, I played lots of ping pong in college, and it turns out it's just like riding a bicycle. It comes right back to you.
Oh, well, that's good. I've just been working a lot, but I'd like to say this to our listeners. Thank you so much for your thoughts and wishes and prayers. My father-in-law is out of the hospital. He was in there for 3 weeks. He's got a lot of physical therapy he's got to do, about 2 months worth. But he's okay. He's got a big machine attached to his stomach. I don't know what it does, but I'm told it's a healing process. And
man,
so they're fixing him up good. So thank you very much to all of you. If you were thinking about him, sending us any positivity, it worked. And we're happy.
Wow, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
And speaking of large machines that make you stronger.
Hey-o!
Did you set that up just for me?
Yeah, a little bit.
We watched Heavy Metal today.
Yeah, we did. Get your action figures, kiddos.
It's another one of those.
Yep.
We open up on a steel face coming out of a forge.
Yes.
Being pulled out with tongs, and the camera pans over. It's your boy, John Henry Irons.
He is still working. Now, if you remember, he had been in a previous episode involving a prototype military robot suit. Kind of like RoboCop.
He's a cyborg, you idiot.
Yep, for LexCorp.
Well, this time he's making a suit for himself. He doesn't work for Lex anymore. And watching is his niece, and she's saying, hey, how's the process going? He's saying, we're getting there. It's not there yet, but, we're getting there. And a little witty banter back and forth.
Yep, and they turn over, they flip on the news, and crimes are afoot.
Yes.
Crimes are happening with star witness. It's Bibbo!
Bibbo's back!
It's the darndest thing I've ever seen.
And he says that somebody was able to use their own physical strength to rip open a door.
Blasted scabs taking jobs from us union men.
We got a super-powered criminal on the loose. Bibbo says, boy, you know, I haven't seen anything like that since this one time Superman and me fought a giant monkey.
And
basically they, correct.
Yes. but, of course, the report, you know, was like, okay, that's enough of him. And it could be related to Intergang or Intergang.
Yes, they have no suspects, but somehow know that it's Intergang related because
and,
reasons.
And the reporter even says, wait, what? And they cut her off. So we know there's crime afoot, and somebody really buff is involved.
Yep, when we cut over to said bank robbers who are knocking over another bank, two of them seem like Garden. They've all got ski masks on, can't tell who they are unless you listen with your ear holes to their voices.
Yes, they've got these cool red sunglasses.
So I can.
But one of the main characters has a voice you'll recognize. It's a beautiful, gorgeous, operatic voice.
Hello, I'm a British person.
It's our old friend Metallo.
Yep, it's Malcolm McDowell with his sexy, buttery voice. His ironically buttery voice because he can't have sex with women's no more.
That's right. Rips open a bank vault door after he kicks the manager of the bank, and they start looting the money, putting it in sacks.
Yep, they drive away in their getaway van, and this chase passes right by the factory headquarters where John Henry Irons is just leaving with his niece, about to go home for some dinner that he doesn't seem too excited about.
Yeah.
But he's got this gauntlet with wrist lasers, which is eventually going to get integrated into his suit. And he's taking pot shots, you know, just testing it out before he goes home. And some bank robbers go by. Well, I might as well try and shoot their tires out.
Which he does. Yep. And you'd think that would foil the robbery, but it doesn't. Because Metallo,
yep,
him real strong.
Yep, him real strong. Beats up cops. Beats up John Henry Irons. The mooks shoot his wrist laser so it can't wrist laze no more. Superman shows up.
Saves the day, thank goodness. He's able to put the two hired goons in metal steel drums and squeeze them so that they're stuck in there.
Yep, but uh-oh. Remember what's in Metallo's chest?
Kryptonite!
That's,
I was way off.
That makes Superman real sleepy, boy.
Metallo explains, using his powers of exposition, that Intergang found him in the lava?
Yes.
And took him out, fixed him, and then added improvements to him.
Yes, they made it so that now he can shoot kryptonite lasers out of his eyes.
Yes.
Which is important because it means he never has any reason to open up his chest plate, exposing his vulnerable kryptonite heart. No reason why he would ever need to do that. He can just shoot the lasers out of his eyes. That's a design flaw that's been corrected and will never come up again later in this episode.
No!
But that's for later, though.
So you get yourself a fun fight scene. Yes, the kryptonite is very damaging to Superman. All looks to be lost, but luckily the niece,
yes,
hits Metallo with a car.
Yep, scoops up Superman, drags him into their beat-up old, looks like a Pontiac.
There's a little car chase scene that follows. Metallo and his hired goons, they get into a police car. They make it down a narrow alley, which kind of takes me to, I would say, downtown metropolis.
Yeah,
factory side metropolis.
Yep.
Business,
yeah,
this area. Metropolis.
This all seems like a very industrial area. It also seems to, not for nothing, but this is this is the largest concentration of black folks that we have seen in, I'm gonna say, any DC animated universe,
yes,
thing we've watched so far.
I concur.
This seems to be the part of town where black folks hang out.
And so John gets out.
Yep.
And he says to the group of people, because everybody is like, what the heck?
Car, yeah,
chase scene.
Everybody
Superman.
Appears. Look, I don't want to assume that they all know each other just because they're all black, but they all seem to know each other.
Did you notice that one of the character designs looked like the cousin from the baby doll episode.
Yes.
He's playing guitar.
Yes.
Yeah, good, because he pops up in our next episode, too.
Yeah, they like that character design around here. Or maybe that dude just gets around. Maybe he moved to Metropolis.
Maybe.
I mean, the ventriloquist apparently did. And why
That's
wouldn't
true.
You?
That's true. But so anyway, John says to everybody on the road, the streets, saying, like, can you stall while we go hide Superman? And so stall they will.
Yep. And so John drags Superman in back. He's apparently done a full circuit of this part of town and come back to his factory headquarters, gets Superman in there, puts him under this, like, tanning bed contraption.
Yeah. Which, supposed to do yellow sun?
Yeah, he says it's basically concentrated yellow sunlight. Seems to be what Superman likes. Might make him feel better quicker. But in the meantime, Metallo's causing a ruckus. He's choking old ladies and throwing cars around and saying, you gotta tell me where Superman is. I don't like that guy, and I'd like to do murders upon him.
One of the, I'd say, youthful teens accidentally uses his eyes to kind of point the direction.
Yep.
Metallo's like, oh, over there in the big building? Cool. Tosses everybody. Heads towards the building. This is where John puts on his suit. He's like, I gotta do what I gotta do. It's not perfect. It's not perfected. But trouble's coming.
Yep. Superman's out of commission. It's time for old John Henry Irons, or should I say Steel, to take the field.
With a will of iron, a heart of gold, and a body of steel.
And Metallo says, you know, what the devil? And I'm Steel. And he goes, I'm Metallo. Oh,
we should be best friends. No, what's the other thing? Mortal enemies.
Yes.
Yes.
Battle of the Alloys, he says. And we get ourselves a fight. And, you know, punchy punch.
Yep. So Steel's, I, there's not much to say about this punch fest. It's a big superhero punch fest. I like the sense of weight that Steel has. He's got the rocket boots. He can fly, which Metallo cannot do.
That's true.
If he wants to get around fast, he has to hijack a police car or something.
Yes.
But it always feels like there's a lot of weight. The sound design is really good. Lots of metal on metal clashing. Mm-hmm. Steel has an articulated faceplate that metal faceplate can apparently move his lips when he talks, which is very handy so that he can be expressive. And he's got big hammer like John Henry Irons of old.
That's right. But Metallo is able to overtake him. He takes the big hammer and even says, like, this is nice.
I'm going to murder you with it.
But, you know, say goodbye. Yoink, here comes Superman. He's been restored.
Yep.
Thanks to the sunbathing, tan bed, whatever.
Yep.
Then you get another punchy punch fight.
Yep. Superman, look, we can skip to the end. Superman gets kryptonited again.
Yes.
By the piece of kryptonite in the chest that Metallo has chosen to open his chest plate.
And the niece says to Steel, he's going to kill him. Steel says, not on my watch. Grabs his hammer and chucks it right at the exposed chest plate.
Yep. Busting up his kryptonite heart, and Metallo goes sleepy boy. Superman and Steel share a hearty handshake, and Superman basically says, hey, we foreshadowed that this was going to happen real hard, and look, it did. Good job.
You have now joined the ranks of the Justice League, sort of.
See you in like 5 years for Justice League Unlimited.
There you go. And that pretty much that wraps it up.
That wrap thus ends Heavy Metal.
Yeah.
Kenny, does this episode hold up?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, it's very much, it's superheroes punching each other. It's not bad. It's not like fantastic, but it's got Michael Dorn and Malcolm McDowell facing off in a battle of the buttery smooth voices.
It works.
You know, they probably had to use Metallo. They were like, hey, two metal things punching each other. I would have preferred maybe a different villain than Metallo. But that's just me writing the episode in my own brain hole.
Yeah, I think it was fine for what this was. I think, you know, sort of like the Weather Wizard in the Flash episode, the villain is just there to put up a fight.
Yeah.
It's not really about Metallo. This is Steel show.
It was hard for me to just, because they were like, they found him. Inner Gang found him.
Yeah.
And they dug him out and they repaired him. And the whole time, my brain's kind of working overtime. And I should have just let it flow. But that part of my brain is like, wait a minute. They found him in a lava bed by a Hawaiian volcano. And they dug him out. That shit don't make sense.
I mean, they've got that apocalypse technology. They might have some way of detecting kryptonite deposits.
First of all, what were they even doing on the island?
I mean, you don't know. I don't know how they... It's not explained, but you can headcanon it in a way... Well, I mean, that's getting into areas of science that maybe we should measure.
I'm a disciple of science.
Speaking of science.
Hey, we got, you know what's not powered by kryptonite anymore? It turns out that Pizorpal kryptonite it causes your ball hairs to fall out.
Ooh, that would explain it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's you know, if it wasn't also cancerous according to long-term exposure, it would be a great advance in the pube-shaving technology.
But alas, here we are.
Yeah, so we did have to we had to bring the hamsters back.
Yeah.
Sometimes the old ways are best.
You know? If it ain't broken, don't fix it.
Yep. So, Reginald, release the hamsters, please.
Ah, there they go. They're furry. And there's nothing left to do other than put our lab coats on.
And take our pants
off.
Woo! All right.
All right, let me cough some phlegm.
Yeah, do it.
Ah.
All right, we have 30 of these mofos. You may fire when ready, sir.
Woo! The late Mr. Kent makes a pixelated last in a Krypton target, world's finest little piece of home, Promethean prototype, bizarres of world, identity crisis, brand new Metropolis, fun and games, the way of all flesh, blast from the past, tools of the trade, solar power, my girl, stolen memory, speeding time, speed demons, main man, hands of fate, monkey fun, ghost in the machine, live wire, Father's Day, choose a crowd, double dose, action figures, mummies alive, rah, 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 rah.
Oh, you almost made it. You almost made it.
Last one. Mummies alive got me.
You know what? Mummy's alive got both of us.
Yeah.
Let's get real about that one.
I'll let you down, listeners.
You know what? Shake it off.
I'll make it up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Next week.
All right.
I forgot we got a new number one. That's how long we haven't done one of these.
It's been a minute.
We have a new number one.
We do. But right now, RNGesus wants to know, which is better, this episode, Heavy Metal, or number 19, Feeding Time? It's the introduction of Parasite.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's 19?
That's
out of 30? I think the Steel one is better.
I think this one had better punchy punches, which is... good, because that's kind of... Well, it also had some dope voice acting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked the way Superman eventually defeated Parasite. He had to be a little clever. He had to lure him to where the kryptonite was, whereas in this one, Metallo made an unforced error.
Yeah. I guess the voice performances is the main key component. Plus,
yeah,
it's, as we've said before, this is an action figure episode. Those are always kind of, they're fun in a cereal kind of way. They're not nutritional, but hey, they fill you up and get you going on the day.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll go ahead and concur.
Nice.
All right. In that case, woo, zippy zapping, not to our current number one, but to our previous. Which is better, this episode, Heavy Metal, or Mixius Pixelated?
Mixius Pixelated.
Yep. Nothing wrong with this episode, but Mixius Pixelated was something special.
That was, it was unique.
Yeah. We had to get into that deep science to make sure it deserved to be, at the time, that number one spot. And I was like, I don't know, this might stay there for the rest, and it didn't, and that's why we do science.
Yes.
So, okay, now we've tested it. In that case, is Heavy Metal better or worse than number 12, Fun and Games?
We got fun and games.
I like that, Fun and Games, but that's not really science. It's just me liking it.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are reasons why you like it. It's creepy. It's got a cool villain with a good motivation. He gets Lois Lane naked and says peekaboo.
That's true.
I know I always bring it up, but that's because it's always true every time this episode comes up.
It's bad because Steel is a likable character in this episode. I never found myself... Like Dr. Fate, mm-hmm. We both were kind of like, eh.
Yeah, really, guy? Eh. Shut up.
And this guy I actually was kind of rooting for. I liked the voice performance, and I just seemed... He's a likable character.
Yeah, I think a lot of that does come back to the voice performance because he's... Well, I don't know. I was about to say he's a pretty thin character, and actually that's maybe unfair because, I mean, he resigned from LexCorp. That's probably a real good paying job. Mm-hmm. And it stood on principle. Of course, that wasn't in this episode, but it informs the character.
Yeah.
I don't know. On the other hand, this was... Like, my big criticism of this episode is at the end of the day, it is... Who wins comes down to who can punch hard.
Right.
And in Fun and Games, the silly superhero stuff at least had some fun, gimmicky toys. Had Happy Fun Ball. It had the Goopy Slime.
That's true.
Like, I think it's close, but I think I would be inclined to give it to Fun and Games.
I'm okay with that. Because, like, I do personally like that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I think we're getting real close, though. In that case, is Heavy Metal better or worse than number 18? Stolen Memories. That's Brainiac, Day the Earth Stood Still.
I'm going to go with the Brainiac one.
Yeah.
The character designs alone were cool spaceships.
Yeah, some fun alien designs. Some fun
invasion.
Robot designs.
Yeah, you get it's a cool robot doomsday scenario.
Yeah, has a little more personal stake for Superman because, oh my god, this is like a piece of Krypton, but oh no, it's an evil one!
Yes.
Crap.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Brainiac.
All right. Well, in that case... Heavy Metal clocks in at the new number 19 spot, just below Stolen Memories and just above Feeding Time.
New 19.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We're getting to that point where... The whole, like, top half of this list, more than that, like, the top two-thirds, I look at some of them, I'm like, really? That was pretty good. Is it that low? And then I look at everything above it.
I was surprised at Feeding Frenzy. But, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. And in that case, we don't have to think too hard about what we're watching next week, because we already watched it. Y'all will listen to it next
week. Yes,
yes. It is Warrior Queen.
Yeah.
It's got a lady in it. She wants to give Superman a kiss.
Yeah.
That's all we'll tell you.
There you go.
But that'll be next week. This week, we've got a new sponsor to thank.
Yes, we do.
Pull it up here. I think she left us a voice message,
she
too.
She did.
Yeah. It is Kenny's lovely wife, Sarah.
Hi, honey. Remember when we got really, really high and you made a pledge? Well, here it is, baby.
My girlfriend doesn't even listen to this show.
Oh.
We're talking about I forget. She must have listened at one point because we were talking about we were listening to a podcast in the car. The podcast that inspired this one, in fact, The Greatest Generation, which covers Star Trek and all things Star Trek related. And they had a character that they sort of glommed onto and keep referencing, even though he was only in one episode. And she was asking what the backstory of this is, and I explained it to her, and she said, oh, so like their version of Anthony.
Who, me?
And I said, yeah, although we've sort of moved on to McGarnagle.
See?
And she's like, what, the Simpsons character? I'm like, ah, okay.
There we go. Yeah. Speaking of which, we hired a new kid. His name is Anthony. Any chance I can, I go, Anthony.
I don't believe it.
He doesn't know what it's from, and that's part of the fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's an inside joke.
That's a monkey's woolly dirt situation.
Yes.
It's only funny because nobody gets it.
Yes.
And there's not really anything to get. people can put in a little subject line when they leave a voice message.
Oh.
And her subject line is, Kenny's boo. All right.
Hi, Kenny. Hi, Ben. I just wanted to take a minute and thank your listeners for any of the positive vibes and thoughts and prayers that they sent for my dad after Kenny mentioned it in one of your recent episodes. And I just wanted to let you guys know that he's doing well. He's back home and he is expected to make a full recovery. So, cliffhanger resolved. Anyway, I love you guys, one more than the other. and I just love listening to this podcast. You guys are great. Bye. Bye.
My wife.
Thank you, Sarah.
And thank you for sponsoring us.
Yes, so that means I do, in fact, owe you a limerick.
Yes, this is what you wanted.
I think I'm going to draw this out. I think we do the limerick. We did the voice message this episode. I think we'll do the limerick next episode.
Oh, you're going to... Oh, my God. I'm
gonna
sorry, honey.
I'm going to make you wait another week. But thank you. And Kenny, in the meantime, until next week, where can folks find you on the internet?
You can find me at Wyski TV on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
And you can find me at HBI2K on Twitter or twitch.tv/BenCrayton. I got knocked out of the big Link to the Past randomizer tournament.
Well,
but that's, I mean, you know what? I got it through qualifiers, and as soon as I did that, I said, okay, I am now officially farther into one of these things than I ever have been before. Everything after this is gravy.
Yeah, and you were saying last week, it was, you know, just an honor to get this far. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And oh my God. The two guys that I faced, because it was a double elimination tournament, and especially the first one, at the time that I faced him, he was ranked number one in the world in this game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so that,
what are you gonna do?
Yeah, that one, I'm like, okay, I'm going to show up. I'm going to do my best, but I'm not expecting anything.
Yeah.
The other guy, also, I mean, not for nothing, a better runner than I am, but... There's an element of luck to it. I could have been having a good day, he could have been having a bad day, it could have just been luck of the draw. So I gave him a good race, but the better man won, and that's fine, and I'm going to keep practicing, and there's always next year.
Exactly.
Yeah, and there's always next week, where you can tune in and listen to us talk about Warrior Queen.
Hey!
Bye, everybody!
Bye!